A status orange weather warning for snow and ice has been issued for five counties, with Met Éireann saying there could be significant accumulations of snow. The warning is in place for Clare, Cork, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford from midnight tonight until midday tomorrow. The National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management has been meeting, and its head, Keith Leonard, joins us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rachel.
What sort of conditions are you expecting in the worst affected areas over the next couple of days?
So it's a complex picture, Rachel, for tomorrow. Obviously, in the Munster area in particular, you're going to have a fair bit of snowfall, but there's also going to be mixed in there some rainfall as well. But really, it's going to be very disruptive across the country tomorrow. And I suppose if anyone is travelling tomorrow, they'd really need to give themselves as much extra time as they can to complete the journey and kind of to expect disruption in any area across the country tomorrow and kind of plan your journey accordingly.
One of the striking things about this orange warning for snow and ice is that it's for counties where heavy snow is not that common.
That's just the way the weather system is coming in. It appears it's got that kind of borderline of the cold air and the warmer air, and that's kind of giving rise to snow across Munster. But yeah, it is unusual, I think, to see the weather being that severe and that those levels of snowfall in the Munster area.
So what are your main concerns then over the next couple of days, and what's your advice to people?
Okay, so definitely driving conditions are going to be hazardous, and we would appeal to motorists to just slow down and be very cognizant of the road conditions and other vulnerable road users, pedestrians and cyclists. And this afternoon and this evening, if people could check in on their vulnerable and isolated elderly neighbours, that would be very helpful, I think, for the next 24 to 48 hours. And really kind of just people are advised to be prepared for kind of disruption and severe weather. And if you find an emergency situation, just dial 911 or 112 and somebody will come to help you as quickly as possible.
What's your advice to schools in the affected areas?
So we had a discussion with the school transport sector this morning, and it is the sector's intention to run all services tomorrow, but no doubt there will be some disruption. So schools will probably need to assess the conditions locally and maybe possibly close where there's extreme disruption or it's not safe to open. But generally speaking, we would expect schools to be open tomorrow.
What other preparations are taking place? What are local authorities doing?
So local authorities have been kind of planning for the last week or so, working with Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and probably large gritting operations on primary routes. And those will be taking place when the rest of us are in bed tonight. There'll be a lot of local authority employees and Transport Infrastructure Ireland employees out gritting routes probably twice tonight in some locations in anticipation of the difficult conditions tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's tough old work, isn't it?
It is tough old work, very difficult, and really, you know, we commend those people who go out and do those operations, as I say, when the rest of us are safe in bed. And Rachel, I would say as well, there's a lot of useful advice on gov.ie under the Winter Ready campaign. It covers the agricultural side, it covers driving, covers kind of schools and a range of sectors, so helpful to people as well.
But no need to go queuing for the sliced pan just yet.
Absolutely not. Unfortunately, it looks like it'll be relatively short-lived, and we're heading into some unsettled, kind of windy and wet weather for the weekend.
Keith Leonard, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.